A Story That Isn't Mine. The Sequel. Tonight I'm on my way to the moon. I'm scared. My survival depends on this shell. I don't want to share my fears, because I know we're all thinking the same thing. I cling to the routine of my training. It reassures me. But I know we're advancing on terrain no one has ever touched. It's my turn as lookout, and my friends need to rest. I'm imagining Plan B's. I'm not suicidal, but I know. A Plan B will never be the same as a Plan A. This routine of instruments helps me a little. Is this vehicle as solid as I imagined it to be? I wish I could tell myself I'm certain I'll return, but I know that's a lie. I have to focus, but on what? The moon will let us pass. I've always known that she's the one who will decide. She's my friend. I don't feel the need to speak, and I know everyone knows that. I'm on my way to her, and that won't change. I too must let go, and closing my eyes, I continue to think of her. Curvy, unimaginably beautiful, but above all faithful, I see her. When I was younger, she attracted me like a magnet. But right now, I'm afraid of her. Will she love me as I love her? I don't know. I shouldn't stare out the windows for too long, it makes me nauseous. What is that noise? I must check. Don't worry, this capsule is solid. This sweet goddess is calling me. She is truly beautiful, and if she knew how much I love her, will she let me go? Are my calculations correct? And what if I'm wrong? I mustn't think about it, it's too late. Why are we going so fast? Are we at the right distance? I don't want these medications, I must resist. This little house is also my grave, and I must accept it. End of this little story, too, which is not mine. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of kidnapping in September 2007. This June 19, 2025.